Mitch Nowakowski, Fillmore District Kalman Council member, is with us live on WBEN this morning. An LGBTQ group is objecting to increased police patrols in Allentown to protect the community, claiming there's a history of persecution. This following the murders of Jordan Salato and Mickey Harmon. Mitch, you're a lawmaker. You're a member of this community. How do you see it?
So good morning, Brian and Susan, and that's really a good question. So I did review the letter and try to examine it in a fair sense. And so I want to, you know, have a discussion about this with them. Is it if this is something that is philosophical or if this is something that is pragmatic? So I have a lot of things that I need to balance on in Allentown. There's sections of criminality that I have to address as the district member. So I have, you know, friends that are LGBTQ that live above an art gallery and, you know, see the foot patrols on Allen Street. And when I reached out to them, they were happy to see this and saw, you know, the positive momentum that it created. But ultimately, I do need to give a fair hearing to what their objections are. Where are instances that they felt uncomfortable? What would they like changed? Because I have to balance the residents, the commercial strip, and people who visit Allentown too, to make sure people are safe. And, you know, the pragmatic approach, you know, Susan, is I've seen the 911 calls come in where someone is brandishing a weapon or there's fights on the scene. And by having foot patrols, those calls are responded quicker, faster, and better. So I want to see what this group is, you know, precisely objecting to, and then take it from there.
This group in the calls that they're making referenced somebody who was apparently unfairly arrested in 1978 as a reason for calling for this. Is it tough to take something like that seriously when you're talking about one instance so long ago and now saying, hey, I don't want any police protection around here?
Well, so that's where I'm trying to derive is this something that's philosophical? Because, you know, before the tragic murders of my friends, Mickey and Jordan, this was something that Acting Mayor Chris Gatlin was talking about before that happened, that that's where he wanted to take the neighborhood approach to policing. So is this, you know, is there a certain instance that happened or, you know, are events that are happening? Where is this precisely deriving from more than just a historical and philosophical standpoint?
You know, patrols and neighborhood policing, I mean, wouldn't that lead to trust and eventually even more safety in that neighborhood?
Well, that's in my personal purview, the direction that has, I've seen positive gains. So, you know, when people are, you know, in Allentown, you're balancing a lot. You're balancing, you know, there's vagrancy, there's open drug use, then there's the commercial strip of bars and restaurants. There's a density of people. There are festivals. There's a lot going on at once. So by having officers going up and down and engaging with residents, we have seen positive impacts. And ultimately, you know, I have store owners that have had, you know, break-ins, and I've had residents, you know, get their cars stolen. And so there are elements of criminality that officers getting out of their cars and building those relationships and then being seen are positive. So I'm really trying to balance the concerns in the letter and to derive what is pragmatically the issue here, if there is one.
We'll continue to follow those conversations as they happen. While we have you, I do want to ask you about something else that happened yesterday. You know, maybe not necessarily directly in your district, but definitely concerns the city of Buffalo. State Assembly Member Pat Burke out in front of Tesla saying that the state should back out of the lease deal with the company that employs 2,000 more people, if you include part-time people. They're the 19th largest private sector employer in the Buffalo Niagara region. Burke saying that the state should not renew the lease and find someone else to operate the facility. What did you make of what the assemblyman had to say yesterday, and where do you stand on the state renewing their lease?
You know, I really took a examined what Assemblymember Burke had proposed and what he was talking about. So is the chairman of city. So he understands, you know, what is bringing our workforce and our economy together. And, you know, he stated that, you know, he believes that when you look at the trade-off of the amount of subsidies Tesla has gotten in comparison to what we're getting produced in our economy is something that should be looked into further. Is our taxpayers truly getting their benefit from an additional workforce of 2,000 people when the amount of subsidies that come from the Tesla plants? So I'm going to connect with him this week to see exactly what his call is for, and is can a new operator actually go in there, and what does that look like in real life?
You know, Tesla is the 19th largest private sector employer in the Buffalo Niagara region, employing 2,000. Can the city really afford to jeopardize an employer that has 2,000 people working here? Or are others knocking on your door to come in?
Well, and that's precisely, you know, it's balancing that approach of what is philosophical and then what is pragmatic. So what are we getting in our local economy from having a workforce of 2,000 people? You know, where are those people living, and what municipalities are their employments contributing to? But then ultimately, you know, what are we getting at when it comes to a state deal, and is it fair for taxpayers?
Is this a case where I feel like a lot of people have a hard time with two things can be true at the same time, where you can say that this was not a deal that should have been made in the first place? It was a bad decision to spend $1 billion plus to build this facility to attract an employer here, but then also say that, you know what we have is working out for Buffalo right now. The money's been spent and we've got a good thing going here. I mean, can't two things be true?
Yeah, multiple things can be true at the same time. And then that ultimately is when we have those discussions, you know, if there is to get a new operator, you know, does it go out to RFP? Are there people that are going to, or companies that can successfully manage to take it over there to protect those jobs? So I think that's where further examination is warranted.
Mitch, thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Mitch Nowakowski, Fillmore District Council member here on WBEN.